Hong Kong lines up 10,000 BTC for Asia's first regulated Bitcoin capital pool. A Hong Kong-listed company is moving to attract more than 10,000 BTC into a regulated asset management structure in what would be the first attempt of its kind in Asia. The plan was reported by CryptoSlate on April 26, 2026, citing the firm's filings and public commentary. At a Bitcoin spot price of $78,096 as of April 26, 2026, 10,000 BTC works out to roughly $781 million. The pool is meant to take in coins from qualified contributors, hold them with a licensed custodian, and issue fund units against the underlying balance. Investors get exposure through the wrapper rather than selling their coins into fiat. What the Hong Kong filing actually proposes, the structure on the table is not a spot ETF. It is a closed-end style asset management vehicle aimed at professional and institutional investors, sitting inside Hong Kong's existing licensing regime for virtual asset fund managers. Participants contribute BTC directly, the manager records their stake as units in the fund, and the underlying coins remain in regulated cold storage. The 10,000 BTC figure is a stated target, not a hard cap or confirmed subscription. Filings of this kind in Hong Kong typically take months to clear, and the firm still needs final sign-off from the Securities and Futures Commission for the specific product structure. Why a capital pool is different from an ETF, Hong Kong already has spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs that trade on the local exchange. A capital pool plays a different role. ETFs absorb cash from secondary buyers and convert it into BTC through authorized participants. A capital pool accepts BTC directly from holders and turns those coins into fund units without forcing a sale. For a holder sitting on BTC at a low-cost basis, the difference is meaningful. Selling into an ETF triggers a taxable event in most jurisdictions. An in-kind contribution to a regulated pool, structured correctly, can defer that event and still produce a tradable claim on the position. Whether this specific Hong Kong vehicle delivers that benefit depends on each investor's home tax authority, not the issuer. What it signals about Asia's institutional pipeline, Asia has lagged the United States on regulated Bitcoin product depth. U.S. spot ETFs cleared 100 billion in cumulative assets within their first year. Hong Kong's spot ETFs, by contrast, have stayed an order of magnitude smaller, and Singapore has steered most institutional flow toward private mandates rather than retail-facing products. A 10,000 BTC pool, if it fills even halfway, would be one of the larger single-regulated allocations of Bitcoin in Asia. It also gives custodians, auditors, and lawyers in the region a working template to copy. The first deal in a new category usually matters less for its own size than for the playbook it sets. The broader market backdrop is mixed. Bitcoin is up 0.6% over the past 24 hours and 2.7% on the week as of April 26, 2026, while ETF flows in the United States have turned negative, with U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETFs shedding 1.9 buyer in a single week. An Asian capital pool building its book during a period of U.S. outflows is a notable countercurrent. Practical questions still open. Several details have not been published. The custody arrangement has not been named, the fee structure has not been disclosed, and the redemption mechanics, in particular whether unit holders can redeem in BTC or only in cash, are still unconfirmed. These choices decide whether the product behaves as a clean BTC proxy or as something closer to a fund of fund-managed coins. Hong Kong's regulatory posture also has to clear one more hurdle. The SFC has been comfortable approving ETFs and discretionary mandates. A pooled vehicle that accepts in-kind BTC contributions is a different legal animal and may require new disclosures around source of funds and counterparty checks.